The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, and it's Thursday, December 15th, 2022. Each day ticks forward. Boy, I tell you, that last conversation we just had with Sally Pipes about our health care, I mean, the whole system sucks. You and I both know it. And I don't know what else to say. We don't trust modern medicine anymore, and a lot of it has to do with this last, since March 17th of 2020. At that point in time, this whole country started into this massive decline. We all started to trust science implicitly. And we were told by the government, you had to take the jab. You had to go to the hospital. You had to get remdesivir. You have to do, you know, and, oh, but we've got Operation Warp Speed. And they lied to Trump. At least that's what a lot of us are thinking. He wanted to be the hero. See, here's part of the problem. When you've got an ego the size of Trump, and you got to feed it. And see, I'm not saying that everybody in Congress is at fault here. There are some people that are like Ron Johnson and Jim Jordan and people like that that actually have woken up and they've seen what's going on here. Ron DeSantis in Florida was one of the first ones. But see, even he succumbed to putting people in lockdown. They were in Tampa. Police in Tampa were arresting ministers for holding church services. This whole thing was just nuts. And you watch people all over the world as people from China started traveling all over and circulating this bioweapon, which is exactly what it is. People have been screaming for Nuremberg, too. We've had people on the show talking about Nuremberg. Carolyn Blakeman is back with us. She's with the website formerfedsgroup.org. The former Feds Group Freedom Foundation is investigating all crimes COVID. This response, the censorship, the disregard of our rights. They've got a lot of different projects going on that Carolyn Blakeman, who's with us, is going to be talking about. If you have questions, and I know you do, because you have people, we've had people call the show, and if we need to pray for you on this broadcast today, we will. If you have lost a loved one, we have had people on the show that have called. We prayed with you before because you have woke family members. And I even asked that question when I was speaking at Clay Clark's Myrtle Beach events. And I said, how many show of hands have been dissed by their families because they refused to take the jab? And hands went up all over the whole auditorium, the whole assembly. And I said, you see, this was done by your very own United States government. They are the ones that focus group these things. They're the ones that tested this logic. They're the ones that says, hey, we can turn family against each other and disintegrate the family unit simply by going in and alienating everybody from each other by, oh, you can't go to Thanksgiving dinner because you'll kill grandma. You know, this whole thing rated 35% effectiveness in the focus groups. Now, see, this is all to meet part of the big crime. Carolyn Blakeman, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
And so you can watch us on Rumble and Brighteon as well if you want to share this with the reruns. And you can click on the email blast that you get from the Power Hour every day. And when it comes up, you start sharing this because we're going to get to the bottom of this stuff. What's former Feds Group Freedom Foundation doing at this point in time?
Oh, my gosh. Well, since I've talked to you last, we have done so much stuff. We have our COVID-19 Humanity Betrayal Memory Project, which is a large searchable database compiled of hundreds and hundreds of victims of this pandemic, plandemic, let me clarify that, of the hospital protocols and the jab injured. What they've done, you know, in relation to what you're talking about, their Bill of Rights is just completely stomped all over them, especially the first, fourth, and eighth, I would say, are very much been violated. But, you know, it's the compliance. You know, our founders said, we have to rise up. This is why these, you know, Bill of Rights and our Constitution was put into place, because when they're infringed upon, the American people need to rise up. But it's become so politicized that we're at war with each other. And it's, you know, it's, they're just letting this happen. And I, you know, every day we, our foundation is fighting for justice for these victims. We are fighting for awareness to wake up the rest of the sheep, I tend to call them, and get people back, because that's the only way we're going to take our government and get it back in check is us all uniting. You know, they've tried to make this a political thing, a red white thing, but they're killing both of us. You know, they're killing both parties. They're killing the left with the jabs and the right with the protocols. So, you know, I believe it's a huge depopulation effort, and a huge way for them to get control over the population using fear. Because I'll be the first to admit, when it first was announced that we had this deadly virus and everybody was dying, and the refrigerated trucks were pulling up on the news, and we had that ticker going along on the news with how many people are dying, you know, every second, it terrified me. You know, I've lost a daughter. So when this happened, I panicked and I just threw myself into research. How am I going to save my family? How am I not going to go through that grief and loss again? And what I found was there are working early treatments, and they are censoring those. And we are being told we can't use them. And instead, they're giving us these expensive, toxic medications that are killing people left and right.
See, that's the sad part about it. And we actually, for those of you who want ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pax, prednisone, you need to email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we will put you in touch with those resources. Yep. So you can order it and have it in your supply cabinet now.
Don't actually
sit there and wait for this stuff. Carolyn, I'm sorry you lost your daughter. It was obviously during this point in time, wasn't it?
Well, it was 20 years ago, but the grief almost destroyed me. And that's why I was so obsessed with finding the treatment and not letting it happen to another family member, because, you know, grief, this kind of grief, when someone's taken from you at the wrong time by the wrong hands, you know, in the wrong way, it's a whole different level of grief than just, you know, losing your elderly grandfather that you're more able to, it hurts, but you're more able to process. This kind of grief, the anger that goes along with it, the depression, the PTSD, you know, that's their third way of killing people. Because, you know, we have suicidal widows in our group, and I'll be damned if they're going to keep, you know, killing people because of the aftermath of what they've done. You know, we hold support meetings almost every night of the week just to keep our victims healthy, because the legal process is heating up. It is really heating up. I think Americans are waking up. You know, they don't ask you who you voted for when they give you remdesivir. They don't ask you who you voted for when they stick you with that toxic jab. And we don't ask you who you voted for when you come give us your story. So, you know, like I said, our project has grown to about, I'm close to 500 people in that project, and we have hundreds waiting to be interviewed. We are putting together these case files to help attorneys so they could handle more than, because there's just a few, you know, a handful of attorneys that have been brave enough and care enough about this country and this issue to come out. Everyone else is petrified of the immunities and stuff, but we found loopholes around, because COVID didn't make them abuse these people. COVID didn't make them isolate so they have no advocate and put them on a ventilator with nobody saying, you know, giving them permission or giving them these deadly EUA drugs without telling them a single side effect, when 90% of our victims died because of remdesivir and kidney failure. You know,
the bigger problem that we have, though, is that they said they were safe and effective. And even your local grocery store, who was given these jabs at the height of all of this, was telling people the same thing. And it's like, you know, they were signing people's death warrants. We've already had multiple people, as I've mentioned before, Michael Yaden, Eric Naputi, Carrie Mate, all people I've interviewed, Judy Mikovits. 3 to 5 years is what you got once you take jab. My own son took two of them. And I'm just like, son, you got to do something to stop this stuff from getting in your system. If you don't take and start you, and he just wants to argue with me. And I'm like, dude, you're that conservative and you're acting woke. Stop it. You know, you're just going to cause nothing but problems for yourself if you don't start paying attention to your health, because you're now having vertigo issues. And there are things, prion disease is the first cause of long COVID. And yes. And the stuff, if you're not treating it, you're going to end up in a very bad way. And I'm not saying that the jab is the only thing that's killing people. COVID itself is killing people.
The jab is instructions. It's a messenger RNA to give your body the instructions to produce this bioweapon. So, you know, they're giving it to you by releasing this bioweapon, and then they're giving it to you in a jab form saying it's going to stop the bioweapon. They're both bioweapons and released intentionally. And, you know, I spoke to two victims yesterday. She got the Moderna jab, one jab, and she had to have a full heart transplant two weeks later. I talked to another victim who got a jab and a booster. She's had two stillbirths and a miscarriage since. You know, we have in our group that we work with of jab injured over 3,000 people. And that's just one organization. There's lots of organizations out there. You know, and our goal is to try to team up with these other organizations, because one big voice is going to be more powerful than lots of little voices. I mean, our organization has grown substantially since I talked to you last. But this is a mass genocide, and people have to wake up. You know, I'll talk to some of them that are like, I got the jab, but now I have this. And I'm like, well, did you have it before? Then hello, you have that because of the jab now. And they just don't want to hear it.
No, they don't.
They just want to stick their head in the sand and pretend like, I mean, I understand it's a hard psychological barrier to cross to realize that your government and your media and your doctors and all these agencies are lying to you, but they're lying to you. I can tell you right now, I've interviewed hundreds of victims from California to Texas to New York with all the same story. In fact, we're making a project called The Script, because it's like they were all handed a script. A lot of times, even the doctors will say the exact same words. If I have heard, I'm going to put you on the vent for a couple of days to give your lungs a rest, I've heard that 200 times. Now, you can't tell me that those doctors just coincidentally, you know, said the same exact words at the same exact time. I mean, so we're going to start plugging out, you know, statements out of all of our hundreds of videos and making montages to show people, look, this happened in 30 different people in 30 different states, all with the exact same words in our interviews.
So they're controlling the medical science narrative as well, because the doctors don't want to get demonized like all the frontline doctors have been. And they constantly are demonizing them. They don't want the real narrative out. Yet the latest surveys are showing that 50% of those that have been involved in this entire fracas don't trust science, are very much against the jab. A lot of them, as you say, they're in denial, Carolyn, because of the fact that they don't want to admit to themselves, because of the cognitive dissonance that is enveloping their brain. They don't want to admit that they did something stupid.
Right.
They didn't think about it. And then they're going to sit there, well, you know, the doctor said they're safe. And see, they're going to point the finger in the opposite direction other than back at themselves.
Right. You know,
that's what they
do. Ego has a lot to do with it. And it's to the point where, forget ego, I'm never going to say to somebody, I told you so, because I just want people to be healthy. I'm going to say, oh, I'm sorry this has happened to you. Here's some alternatives that we've learned from our doctors that are helping the jab injured. You know, there's natural remedies. Ivermectin helps reverse the spike protein. I take it every week. So does my husband. Because we had, you know, I told you I started researching earlier. And when we got COVID, we took ivermectin immediately, and we had symptoms for 3 hours. And that was the moment I went, oh, my God, they're killing people.
Yeah. So
this is what everyone's dying from. I literally, both of us looked at each other. I'm like, do you feel bad? I don't either. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get my hands on it. And since then, I've referred over 600 people to it. I'm talking people on vents, on oxygen, you just can't even get out of bed, all better in 24 hours.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to ask you, it's somewhat of a medical question. How many milligram doses and how often are you taking ivermectin? Because I take it 312 milligram doses every other day.
Oh, you're taking a good amount. I mean, if you're out in the public, you know, arena, because there's another variant out, you know, that's never going to.
And shedding.
Stop, and the shedding. I personally take 24 milligrams every Sunday. And in Africa, why they don't have as much COVID problems is because they take it every Sunday for the parasites, called the Sunday drug. So I kind of, you know, went along with that. But, you know, I know doctors that take it daily. It's super, super safe. You know, you take your weight in kilograms times the dosage. Now, if it's your prevention, it's 0.2. If you've got early COVID, you know, you can do 0.4, 0.5. If in the hospital, it gets higher. But on the FLCCC.net website, they've got the whole chart for you. They've got the protocol. I've never, and I'm talking hundreds and hundreds, almost 1,000 people, I've never not seen it work. And they know this, you know, but it costs, you know, I get mine for 80 cents a piece. You know, versus remdesivir, it's $3,200.
Uh-huh.
You know, people get their hospital bills and they're like, the remdesivir was, you know, $60,000. And I'm like, and you wonder why you know, they're prescribing that, mandating that, and not the ivermectin that's 80 cents.
Now, are you getting yours at that price because you're buying more you're buying in bulk and quantity? Because that's what I'm doing too, but I'm paying like $1.24 a pill. So
I'll hook you up.
There you go. All right. Yeah, yeah. I need to know that. Any question is possible. I mean, Esther in Washington, you're on the phone with Carolyn Blakeman. Go for it.
Hello, Ms. Blakeman. Thanks for being on the Power Hour. Thank you very much. You know, it's not just our country. Everybody, well, I know you know this, but it's the whole entire world that this beast system has united way long before now to produce this biological warfare that is based on hypochondria and on the hypnotism of the pharmaceutical and the medical system. And just on the light side, you mentioned remdesivir a few times. A nurse came up with something that's really, really good. So whenever you hear the word remdesivir, always think of run, death is near, run, death is near.
I actually wrote a blog named that.
Wonderful. Yeah, so it's getting around. That's good.
You know, I can't believe they're still using it. It was pulled from the Ebola studies for killing 54% of the patients. I'd say we have, you know, close to 500 in our system right now, in our database. And I would not be far off if I said 90% of them got remdesivir and had kidney failure. It's not the COVID that's killing people. It's the protocols.
No.
Because the COVID virus is dead and gone. Yeah.
And you know, when I've noticed the progressive buildup of this hypochondria, it's almost like a badge of honor to be sick, or I've got this, I've got that. I'm just amazed at how easily led people are with fear and with the badge of, oh, I got over this because my doctor is so wonderful. It's almost like a worship system.
Yeah. It's an ideology for sure.
I'm shocked that people have stopped thinking right. I mean, you know, before, when I was growing up, you didn't go to the doctor until after 3 days. And you tried all your home medicines, and usually 9 times out of 10, it was nothing. And our immune system kept getting built up. Now, it's, you know, the dog gets a little scratch on its paw, and it's filtered down to animals. Now, this hypochondria and this, and I think it's like, oh, if we're taking care of illness, somehow we're good. Somehow we're better than people who, don't go to the, I don't know. It's all twisted now, completely twisted. People have to wake up. They just have to wake up individually, you know, make your peace with courage and go to God and his son, Christ Jesus. Rely on them to point the way and the steps to the next situation that you may have coming, so that the remedy is in your mind, it's in your heart. You know, oh, yes, I know what to do with that. Holistically, we're organic bodies. We don't need chemicals in our system. Anyway, I could just go on and on.
Well, I agree 100% with everything you're saying. This has been a pandemic of fear, but this is not, it didn't just start with COVID. It just, exacerbated with it. They've been trying to control us and you know, make us all fearful unless we listen to the government. Well, we need to be listening to God and ourselves, because you know our natural immunity is the best defense against any virus. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because we had a whistleblower come forward yesterday, from Kaiser, who we have lots of lawsuits going with, and she said it wasn't the hospitals that were full, you know, from unvaccinated people. It was the vaccinated that was full with people dying.
Yes.
But yet they had fraudulently altered the medical records, actually in cahoots with the medical record system, made it where it didn't show whether you were vaccinated or not. It just showed if you were unvaxxed or unknown. Those were the only two boxes you could check. So when they're giving their information to the CDC, it just looks like all these unvaccinated that were dying. So that could keep up their narrative. It's the unvaxxed that are dying. when it wasn't. It's the unvaccinated that were being discriminated against and killed, but it was the vaccinated that was filling up the hospitals. Because you already have the instructions to make this bioweapon. And when, I mean, I knew all this to be true, but when you hear it out of a whistleblower's mouth that worked at this hospital for 30 years, I literally almost fell out of my chair. I'm like, oh, we are in so much. This runs so deep. I can't even tell you. It's not just the doctors and the nurses in the hospitals. It's the institutions and the government and foreign governments and just the entire fear. They're controlling everything. I mean,
the World Health Organization. All of
yes. Them. FDA, CDC, NIH, you know, every hospital administration, and it's all motivated by greed and money. And I was asking a doctor the other day who's on our side. He works closely with us to help the jab injured or long haul COVID. How did they get all these people to all these doctors and all these nurses to completely lose their humanity and go along with this? And he said,
always wondered too.
Yeah. He said, diffused responsibility. And I thought that was just a kind of an interesting term because everybody else is doing it in the hospital, you know, and these doctors, they've been put in a horrible place too, because they've always been taught you take your instructions and your guidance from these reputable health agencies. Well, these health agencies have been bought out. You know, I don't know if anyone's seen the documentary Who Owns the World, but I recommend it. It will blow your mind. I think I've watched it about 10 times. And it's really an eye opener for what's going on. But yeah, you're exactly right. We have natural things. I'm completely getting away from big pharma as much as I can. Ivermectin is organic. People don't know that. It comes from the soil. It's got one of the highest safety profiles. I've never seen it have a drug interaction. And none of these chemical man-made things. I had lunch. You mentioned Judy Mikovits. I had lunch with her one day, and she said, "Don't ever take another jab from a pharmaceutical company again. I don't care what it is. Do not take another jab. You don't need it." And, you know, I had it once in 2020, took my ivermectin, and I've been around COVID people all the time, and I've never gotten it again. And I've never gotten a jab. You know, we've got things from the earth that will help, you know, your supplements, your essential oils, you know, your teas, your holistic things that will, and God gave this immunity system to us that is better than any kind of man-made chimeric, you know, jab that they can push.
Well, and see, and that's one of the reasons we have the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen, because we sell all the great supplements you need. We'll be back on the other side of our bottom of the hour break with Carolyn Blakeman to continue this discussion. Esther, thanks so much for your call. In the meantime, remember, you can watch us on Rumble and Brighteon in the replay and share it with your friends. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Thursday, December 15, 2022. We're in our final segment here on the Power Hour today with Carolyn Blakeman. We've been talking all about what's going on with the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation investigating all crimes, COVID, related to response, censorship, the disregard of our Bill of Rights, since this is Bill of Rights Day. So many stories that we can't cover, but I'll tell you what, this COVID thing, when people finally get it through their head, like I did, way back on March 17, 2020, when this thing first broke out, I was in Florida. I didn't get it until a year after that. In June of 21, I got it, and I was down for the count for 3 weeks. And what I didn't know was, at that time, we didn't have the connections for ivermectin that we do now. And what I was taking was like 3 milligrams. It just wasn't enough. You have to dose up. That's why we have mygotodoc.com with Dr. Syed Haider. He's in Houston. He's being attacked like everybody else. Peter McCullough's being attacked. Dave Martin, all the people that we know that have been in our chain that we talked to, Carrie Mate almost died in a plane crash, which I kind of like scratched my head and going, no, I think she, I told her, I said, you need to stop flying private plane and start flying commercially because, or don't fly at all, because they said they're after you. They're after anybody that's speaking the truth. And she was one of the first ones that came out on my Florida radio show and said, this is a depopulation effort. And from there, I mean, between Judy Mikovits and all the other people that I was connecting with, it was like, wow, this is huge. And we're in the front line of this thing. And it, by the way, the House has just approved a referendum that could make Puerto Rico the 51st state. Just came across my wire right now. The United States government's got some real serious problems, folks. And by the way, for those of you who have not been paying attention, we had Paul Davis, the attorney for Texit, on the program. And Texit, by the way, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Texit sued Facebook. I am the local coordinator for Boulevardy Spring Branch for Texit. And I've got, you know, way close to 200 people in my organization. Facebook has reversed its censorship of Texit. It's now going to allow users to post texitnow.org on their posts on Facebook. So just to let you know, the lawsuit did work, but we're not done with attorney's fees yet. They owe us a bunch of money for that. They're not going to pull this nonsense again. I guarantee you Twitter won't, but Facebook definitely, I think their attorneys talked to the powers that be in Zuckerberg and said, you're probably going to lose this one. So you can't censor people. If this is Texit, what they did to Texit is minuscule because we're only talking about one state. They want to make Puerto Rico the 51st state. We have another state. We may be back to the 50 states of the United States of America because the state of Texas will say, you know what? We've had enough of this. We want to vote. And that's what Texit is about, is getting a vote on the to the polls in a referendum next November, this coming in 2023, to vote for Texas independence. So if you haven't done that, you go to texitnow.org or you can go to tnm.me and you can look for the Boulevardy Spring Branch group. I'm there. You know, we get really down close and personal when it comes to stuff like this. And COVID is just the tip of the iceberg as to what kind of control these people want to take. And if we don't wake up and start declaring our own personal independence, how the hell do you think that you're going to be able to do something like secede from an evil government, Carolyn? I mean, this is just a crazy situation, but I got to tell you this late breaking news, because, you know, we're not afraid to speak out. I've been to the Alamo. I've seen all of this stuff. I know what these guys fought and died for, and it sure wasn't for what's going on in D.C. right now. Because they don't love us. They are against we the people.
Yeah, that's why we chose the Alamo for our rally that's coming up March 25th. We want everyone across the country to join. It's going to have high-powered profile speakers and all these widows and victims from across the country honoring the lives that have been lost to these protocols and to these jabs, not to COVID, to these hospital protocols and the jabs, because people did not have to die. Our founder was a former federal prosecutor in the government for the DOJ and the FBI for 20 years. And he saw the corruption creeping in, and he's, you know, they tried to get him to brush investigations under the rug that were very important that he's been working on, you know, for years with hundreds of agents. And he said, no, I'm not going to go along with this. And they tried to offer him, you know, big paying positions and lots of money. And he said, absolutely not. You know, he's got children. He loves his country. So he's got out and formed our foundation and, you know, feels very strongly about, you know, getting our rights back. They've stomped all over our Bill of Rights, and it's the censorship, the not, you know, even the, I think it's the fourth or the eighth, I'm losing my train of thought, a Bill of Rights, that the illegal search and seizure, that has to do with your body too. Yeah. Fourth, you know, you could say this gene therapy, these alter to be able to search our body, subject us to these medical experiments and these testings. You know, it, the lockdowns, you could just go on and on of what they've done to take away our freedoms that our founders very clearly put into place. So our goal is to educate the public and to get accountability, because people have to get justice. We have to bring these people down. And you mentioned Dr. David Martin. I'm working with him on a criminal case against Ralph Baric and Fauci. By collaborating with county sheriffs, because they can deputize Dr. Martin and he can go in there and do all the investigating he wants. So a call to action to your audience. We are looking for somebody or victims. And I know there's lots of them that have been jabbed, got remdesivir and died. That is our victim profile, to nail these guys, because we've got sheriffs in probably 40 something states or counties across the country. And we need the victims in those counties to move forward on this. We're finding them. They're harder to find because, like, the ego comes in. Well, they don't want to admit they got the jab and then they got COVID, and or their families don't and pass, because the jab was supposed to protect you, right? And that's their whole idea for getting it. And so they're a little bit harder to find. But if you know of anybody, please contact us or contact me. You can find us on chbmp.org. And the rally, March 25th, it's going to be amazing. Instead of remember the Alamo, remember the victims is our motto, because the symbolism between those two things, you know, we're the little guy against the big army, but we're going to win. I know we are. I've seen, ever since Roe was overturned, I've seen the tides just switch. I couldn't figure out why I was seeing all this. And then I was like, oh, I think God just said, I'm back. Y'all did the right thing overturning Roe. Well, I'm back with y'all. Let's do this. So that's my little analogy. But the people are waking up. My parents, my in-laws, who are like, you're crazy. Take your tinfoil hat off. I'm not taking this, this medication that you're prescribing to us. And now they're like, do you have any ivermectin? You know, every time they get sick.
Yeah.
So, you know, people that would never think of that, but they're seeing it. You know, the media, we're trying to build a constituency where the media can't ignore us. The politicians can't ignore us. They're going to have to pick a side. You know, Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, they've said some stuff, but they need to do more. The rest of the party, both parties need to do more. I mean, they are literally stripping us of our country. And I believe it goes back to Agenda 21, this whole depopulation effort. And that ties in, they've been working on this for years. But we have a class action suit against Gilead, the makers of remdesivir. The attorneys are brilliant. They found a way around the PrEP Act by suing for false advertisement, saying that they said remdesivir would do something it didn't. And so we've got anybody in the country that got remdesivir who passed or survived can get in this suit. They need to contact me and I will get you in the class action. And we made the most brilliant, well, actually, I can't take the credit. One of the attorneys came up with the most brilliant idea. How do we stop these protocols? Well, one thing a hospital cannot ignore is a medical alert bracelet. So we've designed one that's not the clunky old school, you know, one that's stylish. So I want like everybody in the country to be wearing these. It's stainless steel. It has a black band. And on it, it says allergic to remdesivir, fentanyl, and fentanyl. So when you say you got in a car accident or you got COVID and you have low oxygen, when you go in the hospital and they see that, by law, they cannot give you those drugs. So we just snatched that protocol right and that money right away from the hospital and their hands are tied. So I've ordered one for everybody. And it's a donate. It's like a gift with a donation. But the donations fund the class action because, you know, here this firm going against Big Pharma, it's going to be expensive and it's going to be a fight. But if the people rise up, we take the protocol out of their hands by wearing our medical alert bracelets. And we call it the bad medicine bracelet. And our class action is successful. You know, it's just one card down in this house of cards. And then if we get the criminal case, we have about four angles on the criminal case. So David Martin's, and then there's another one that's going with the attorney generals of states. And we have Florida, Texas, and Louisiana with that also. And then we've got 33 suits in California that have already made it to arbitration with Kaiser. So they're making it past motion to dismiss. And now I'm seeing a flood of other attorneys come forward and be like, okay, we'll try now. So I just think it took that one brave attorney to break open, you know, the gates. And here comes all the others. They're going to see the money in it, but then there's got to be, I still believe that there's good people in this country that maybe they're intimidated by their family or they're just brainwashed by the media, but we've got to wake those people up and we have to join. You know, I've always said that America pushes back when we're attacked, but it seems like they've just got us so scared that, you know, we're just complying, and the compliance is allowing this to happen, and we've got to stop it, you know.
Well, it's a censorship, you know, because they want to control the narrative in so many different ways, and they want to keep us in fear, and you can't be. You can't run. You can't hide scared in your house. You're going to have to get out. You're going to have to go shopping. But the most important thing, which is why we have the Power Mall on this program, is because we have supplements and things on here that I take personally. Mm-hmm. And we can't, obviously, because the Federal Dumbass Association, the FDA, sits there and says, oh, well, you can't make claims on, you know what, if people are using this stuff, if they're going out and spending for less than $60, you can buy yourself a nebulizer, food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and saline, and you can take the Mercola treatment. I'm telling you, it worked for me when I had COVID. Yeah. I was doing it 3 times a day when I had COVID, and it works. I mean, I'm healthy. I don't feel like I've got long COVID. Some of you out there that are having issues with prion-related diseases, mm-hmm. anything affecting the brain, long COVID, you need to get with, you know, somebody that understands what's going on, and that includes vertigo, because it is a prion disease. If yep. there's an imbalance somewhere of fluids in the brain, there could be spike proteins. You know, it's crazy the way it works. So, you know, we can't let these people get away with any of this and away with the censorship. And, you know, again, like Texit, this group has been filing lawsuits and they have objectives as far as World Economic Forum. This is, and see, here's the thing. Nobody's paying attention to Musk and this idea with his AI and doing brain implant surgery to put junk in our brain so they can monitor every little thing. We are getting a message here and had a caller asking if you can give out a number for those who don't have a computer. Thank you for reminding me. Do we have a number they can call, Carolyn?
You can call me directly. I take calls all the time. It's 713-540-6332.
Okay, once again, that's 713-540-6332. Hopefully you got that. Yep. And you can plug in. So I know that there's a lot of people don't have internet. They're listening to us streaming live. We are on shortwave. And again, you know, we have the Power Mall for a reason. You need to call and stock up on supplements. I'm sorry, we do not sell ivermectin. I wish we did. But, you know, we're talking about something that literally you have to go into the underground to get. I'm sorry. It's the black market, for Christ's sakes. We have to do it because these lame brains in D.C. don't like the idea that we should be healthy. They want to murder every single man, woman, and child in America. So, you know, I don't know who's going to serve them, you know, other than the sex slaves they're bringing from across the border. We have absolutely no idea where these young kids are going. And, you know, we keep hearing every day about, oh, yeah, the military has got these secret clandestine operations that they're doing to round up all the pedophiles and arrest everybody and put them in Gitmo. And I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it.
I have an idea who should be in Gitmo right now, but it's not.
Yeah, Fauci.
Yeah.
See, that's the White House sits there. Corinne Jean-Pierre, the Shirley Temple wannabe. She's sitting there going, oh, yeah, well, he's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Saying things like prosecute Fauci are his new pronouns.
It's true. I love that. You know, I've got other issues with Elon, but I love what he's doing with Twitter. I mean, we've got to break out of the, you know, we cannot have a free country without free speech. You just can't. And we have to hear both sides of everything. And this whole, all these deaths, most of them could have been prevented if we had, you know, free speech and weren't censored. That's how my founder and I met, because we were being censored off of Facebook every time we posted. Because I learned early on that ivermectin worked. I was studying the protocols of all the countries in the world and seeing who was doing well and who wasn't. And it was Ethiopia and African countries that were taking ivermectin every day. And they had, you know, 10 deaths, and we're up to, you know, 500,000. I'm like, what is going on? And it's an interesting story. My husband, my founder was in Vietnam when this broke out. And he heard what they were telling Americans. And then he heard he was in Vietnam. So he heard what they were telling Vietnamese people. And he happened to be working with a doctor there. And he started panicking, going, oh, my gosh, we got to get y'all some ventilators. You know, they're running out of ventilators in America. Y'all don't have enough. And the doctor, barefoot doctor, said, why would we want ventilators? This is a blood disorder. This is an inflammation disorder. Why would we put a ventilator down in someone's throat, push this disease down there and not get them off a ventilator? He's like, oh, my. That was his aha moment. What are they doing to people in America? And, you know, we're the most medically technically advanced country in the world, and we have by far the most deaths.
I mean, well, we have the most idiotic audience out there that believes everything their doctor tells them. My mother was the same way. She's dead now.
Yeah.
You know, she thought the doctor, whatever the doctor says, the doctor's always right. No, the doctor's not always right. I hadn't even been for my wellness checkup this year because I don't frankly trust modern medicine after the nonsense they put us through.
I don't either. I'm a Corsican, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, ivermectin, all organic. I use essential oils probably for everything. I very much believe in those. I mean, everything from the earth, from nature, from God works. He gave us these things to keep us healthy, and they work. You know, I've got a friend that has not had a pharmaceutical or a chemical or even a Tylenol in her house for over 8 years, and she's got three teenage daughters and a husband, and they are the healthiest physically and mentally family I know. You know, and she's like, we don't have chemicals in our house or any kind of pharmaceutical. And when the people wake up and start taking their own health care back and doing their own research, Big Pharma is going to really, really suffer. And that's who we need to stick it to.
Big time.
Yeah.
And now look what the government is doing, giving another $2 billion for all this 3.7 billion doses of Paxlovid. Like, that's going to work.
Rebound, horrible drug as well. All EUA drugs. You know, they're not the richest industry in the world because they're making people well. You know, what do they do? What happens when you give someone a jab and they get an illness? Then they have to go back to the same pharmaceutical company and get another medication. What they just made is a customer for life. And that's the whole plan.
Oh, you are not kidding. Yeah. See, and this is the thing. We are all trying to find solutions here, folks. We're all about solutions. This is one of them. The former Feds Group Freedom Foundation. And it's a New Jersey-based outlet. All right. Understand that it's a 501c3 comprised of former federal agents, prosecutors, lawyers, medical professionals, researchers, and Carolyn Blakeman, who we have with us on the show, just happens to be like the PR arm for this whole thing, the media director and victim liaison for the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation.
And most of us are volunteers. I'm a full-time volunteer. I work over 60 hours a week for free because I care about this issue. You know, my grandfather flew in the war against the Japanese in a tin can of an airplane after 7 weeks of fight school to save this country. I can sit here with my words and my laptop and fight for this country too. And I, you know, don't have to be a victim to get in this fight because this is bigger than just people dying from COVID. This is about saving our country, restoring our rights, and saving this, the way that we grew up for our children. And it's so, I can't stress how important it is. We have a National Citizens Volunteer Task Force. We've got over 150 volunteers that have in different committees, legislation, media, interviewers. We just need researchers, writers, Substack. We need everybody to help us and to help educate the public. And, you know, most of these are brave widows that have lost their husband months ago. And they are fighting just as much as they're grieving. They are fighting. And we really, I encourage anybody that can help us, you know, via donation or via their time is incredibly important. And, you know, like I said, we're involved in probably 40 lawsuits right now. And I just sent out 400 the other day to different attorneys.
400
cases.
Ooh.
And it comes in.
Well,
every day.
They're coming in. I don't doubt you. I don't doubt you a bit, Carolyn.
And go to our website, chbmp.org, and just watch one or two of they've got a video testimony in there and a written account and all the case facts. And watch 1, 2, 10, 100, and you will see that they're all the same story. And it doesn't matter what Alaska to Florida to Texas to New York, they're all the same story. And the torture, the abuse, the discrimination, the gaslighting, not being fed for 13 days, not being given water, you know, not being examined.
And if they get septic, then they don't treat them with antibiotics.
The doctors don't even go in the room. They just stand at the door because, you know, you're unvaccinated. We're not coming in to examine you, but you're going to die.
Bad protocol right there. And that's worth the lawsuit to me, because the Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. It doesn't mean do not treat. And if you're going to do that, then you need to lose your medical license for a whole different reason other than like what they did to Merle Nass attacking people, because Merle Nass had all the evidence and she's about to get reinstated if she hasn't been already. So, yeah. I mean, this whole thing has just been a real shakedown of the medical profession. And any of these doctors that have gone along with this narrative have to be ashamed of themselves, and they shouldn't even be practicing medicine now. But see, the medical profession is only going after the frontline doctors that are speaking the truth. And if ivermectin and all of this other stuff wasn't working, people wouldn't be doing it. But obviously something is working, because we're both sitting here having this conversation. If you dial us up on Rideon and Rumble, you can see we're both healthy.
I've never felt better. I'm 52. And literally, after
I'm 68. Yeah, and I'm feeling great. So, you know, we don't have this kind of issue because we're doing what it takes to stay healthy. That's the whole idea. We're both playing the same tune here, folks. And understand, I'm going to enjoy coming down and speaking to your rally on March 25th in San Antonio, Carolyn.
Very excited to have you.
You know, we've done this before, and it's all the brainwashing, and it's all by design, folks. It's insanity. It's insanity, and... again, chbmp.org is the website. That's the COVID-19 Humanity Betrayal Memory Project, chbmp.org. Carolyn's number is 713-540-6332. March 25th in San Antonio at the Alamo. I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Get your bracelet to protect yourself and your loved ones.
Got to do that. You can make a donation. You can get those bracelets. My wife and I will get them for sure. Anyway, we appreciate your time on the show. We're out of time with this segment. On behalf of all of us here at the Power Hour, happy Bill of Rights Day. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Amen.
If you can keep it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.